I think I just quoted King James.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you did.
It's good.
You know, often in my life, and the things that I've prayed for,
Come on, bro.
My wife, I think, for me, is the biggest testimony of God for God's love. I've said that many times.
Nice.
And I hope I feel that every day of my life.
Bro.
There's so many things that I'm deserving for. And I think with the single brothers, have faith. God has somebody for you.
Amen.
Be patient. Wait. Trust in God.
Amen. Mm.
But when I think about the no's, I think the many no's, and there were many. And I think about even the things that I struggle with now in my life, and I give up to God. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul prayed many times, right, for the thorn in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But God's answer to him was, "My grace is sufficient for you." If there's anything in my life now, at 52 years of age, that I rely on God's grace more than I ever have in my life. And God's answer to him in many areas is, "My grace is sufficient to you." And I think about my prayers to God constantly have been for my children to watch them become disciples, and I have yet to see that. An answered prayer was, Kimmy yesterday apparently told one of the sisters that she wants to start studying the Bible.
Come on.
That's awesome.
And that's coming from her. That's coming from her own heart. That's something that she wants to do. And later she came up to me and she told me that. I was a little cautious, I suppose. I wasn't demonstrating as much as excitement that was in my heart. She says, "God, Dad, I thought you'd be so excited." I says, "I am, sweetheart. I'm very excited for you. But I know you have to take it serious," so that's kind of what my thing is, more of my caution here. And so, amen, that's an answered prayer for me. I was going to turn to 1 Samuel 7. Hopefully you jot that down. But there's a story there about the Israelites and Samuel. And then the ark had been taken away and the ark had come back. And the Philistines were in the land. And the Philistines, they gathered together to worship God and praise God because they had just dedicated themselves completely to God. So the Philistines start to come and march on them because they heard about them gathering. And the Israelites came to Samuel and said, "Plead for us, please pray that the Philistines will not destroy us and attack us." So Samuel prayed to God. The Philistines were destroyed. And Samuel raises a stone to God. And there in the scriptures called Ebenezer. And that means stone of help. And all of us really need to be thinking. It says, "Thus far God has led us." Every one of you in this room is an answered prayer.
Yeah.
I have prayed for every single person in this room, including you, Chris.
Thanks, bro.
Amen.
Your first person.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
I have prayed for every single person in
this
room.
Come on,
man. You too.
Come on, man.
I hope you have prayed for me.
Come on, man.
If you haven't, please pray for me because I need your prayers.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Every one of you, when all, you know, the guys that came on the mission team, right? 18 of you. As the time progressed in housing, you haven't found any housing. I prayed even stronger. Lord,
thank you.
Find
thank you, bro. Amen.
It's been great in amen.
Amen. 69
of that. And jobs and everything like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
And the mission team. And Lord knew that when I was out and I was not in a discipling church, that my prayers and my fasting became even stronger. So this church, and this church being here, and every single one of you is an answer to God's
Come on,
prayer.
Nice.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Good morning, brothers.
Come on,
morning.
Gary.
Come on, Gary.
My charge is the devotional life.
All right.
Turn over with me to Psalm 104.
Come on, bro. Go there.
You know, I looked up that word devotion, because it has, you know, has many different meanings, but the Bible defines devotion as an ardent, often selfless affection and dedication to a person or a principle, a very strong attachment. Does that describe your relationship with God this morning?
Right.
Are you ardent for God? Are you fired up? Are you close to Him? Does your relationship with God mean more than anything else to you in the world? Psalm 104, verse 1 through 4. "Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent. and lays the beams of his upper chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire
love it.
His servants.
Love it, come on.
Where's your heart this morning, guys?
Come on, bro.
Are you on fire or are you just fired up?
Come on, bro.
Are you zealous and sold out for the heart of God and his kingdom? Or are you just kind of going through the motions?
Come on, bud.
And I say that because that's my sinful nature. I could be a man who maybe looks fired up on the outside, but in my heart of hearts, am I really sold out for the love of God and his kingdom? You know, I was sharing with one of the brothers this morning. I pride myself on being an early morning riser. And I pride myself on being very disciplined. And this morning I wasn't. I woke up at 5:30 and I'm all fired up. I go to the bathroom, I come back to bed to lie down for just a few minutes.
Oh,
and the next thing I know,
a few minutes.
Yeah. And I'm like, been there, done that.
Come on, bro.
And I'm charged with coming to preach to you guys this morning about being devoted, being fired up. And here I am running around trying to get my clothes on, trying to get my lesson together, trying to get a prayer in, tripping over the dog on my way out the door. I don't know if you guys can relate to that. Driving down the freeway, praying, God have mercy on me. I look at the odometer, the speedometer, I'm doing 90. Not a good place to be. Yeah, guys,
sure.
Where's your heart this morning?
Come on, bro.
Are you ardent and dedicated to the honor and the glory of God? Or as Mike said in one of his messages the other last Sunday, are we just really playing church?
Come on, bro. Man.
Turn me over to Psalm 19.
Come on, Derek.
Verse 7.
Come on, bro.
Say Psalm 19?
Psalm 19, maybe verse 7. Okay. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
Come on.
They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold.
Yeah, much.
They are sweeter than honey from the comb.
Come on, brother.
By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. You know, I look at this scripture and I think, how dependent am I on the Word of God? How much do I really depend on going to God in prayer and reading His Word and really allowing that to satisfy my soul and to meet the deepest needs of my heart? You know, there was a time when Jason was younger, he was diagnosed with diabetes as a young boy. And we were on a trip to come to Los Angeles. We were on a train, and the train had mechanical problems, and we had to get onto a bus to get to a train that would eventually take us to our destination. And Jason had a seizure while we were on that bus. And the only thing that he needed was sugar. He needed something sweet, because that's what his body needed. And all I could think of at that time was, God, please give Jason what he needs. And people, we kind of let people know what was happening, and people started passing packets of sugar and gum and lifesavers and all these things. And we're trying to get those things into Jason's mouth so that he would come out of his seizure. And it was extremely challenging, extremely scary.
Yeah.
God provided in a miraculous way. The mile up the road, there was an exit, and right at that exit, there was a hospital. Wow. And we got off of that bus and ran into the hospital. And the doctor looked at me and Cindy, and he said, you guys saved your son's life.
Wow.
And I think about that story, and I realize, how dependent are we on the Word of God to provide us our daily sustenance.
Come on, bro.
In Jason's case, he needed sugar to survive.
Yeah.
And this morning, guys, are we really depending on the Word of God as
Come
our
on,
sustenance,
bro.
As our life? Are we devoted to God in that way, to really taking the Word and allow it to cut our hearts
Come on,
to challenge us and to change us and to make us men of God that can forcefully advance His kingdom. So my challenge this morning, guys, is to be devoted, to be hungry for the Word of God, to be disciplined, and daily to challenge yourself and to challenge one another to be men that will bring honor and glory to God.
Amen.